Listen to this news. China challenges Japan's new semiconductor export rules. China has made a plea to Japan to consider mutual interests following Tokyo's decision to tighten controls on the export of advanced semiconductor manufacturing tools, under the new semiconductor export rules. The appeal comes as a reaction to these rules, implemented by Japan on Sunday, which have been interpreted by China as a targeted move against them. Mao Ning, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in China, was candid about her government's stance. She underscored that this action was seen as an intentional dig at China. Mao also projected the potential ripple effects of this move, such as damaging the operations of various companies and causing widespread disruption to the international supply chain. China has expressed deep regret and dissatisfaction over this move, Mao told reporters on Monday, and has communicated its concerns to Japan across multiple diplomatic levels. In the face of this regulatory policy, Mao assured that China would keep a vigilant eye on its repercussions, standing ready to protect China's interests. Mao's comments, however, carried a calmer tone compared to the more defiant position communicated by China's leading representative to the U.S. just last week. In a forthright statement, Ambassador Xie Feng indicated Beijing's readiness to retaliate against any further sanctions or export controls coming from Washington. Speaking at a forum, Xie warned, "We won't be the ones to start provocations, but we won't back down from them either. China will absolutely respond in kind." Interestingly, in contrast to Xie's declaration, Mao refrained from implying any direct reciprocal actions towards Japan. Japan's revised export control rules incorporate 23 new items, including machines that use extreme ultraviolet lithography. These machines are integral in the manufacture of high-performance semiconductor chips with minuscule circuit widths of just 10 to 14 nanometers. This trend of tightening control over exports critical to national security is not exclusive to Japan. Countries like the US and the Netherlands have enforced stricter export control rules in recent years. Earlier this month, China echoed similar sentiments by imposing restrictions on the export of gallium and germanium, essential raw materials in semiconductor production. This latest episode in export control regulation adds another layer of tension to the already complex Sino-Japanese relationship, which has been strained by Tokyo's contentious plans to release treated water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The plant suffered devastating damage from the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Despite the International Atomic Energy Agency's safety assurances, China firmly opposes the decision to discharge the treated water into the sea. Editor's Choice, China Lithium Mining Boom, Unearthing Opportunities and Challenges.